Hello, everybody. I'm Haley.
And welcome back to On a Side Note.
And I'm Amy. And you could see that 5 months, 4 or 5 months in, we're still stuck on the same intro, but we're getting there.
I know, because normally we practice before I say the intro just to get a refresher, and this time I was like, I've got it.
Yeah,
just jump right in. I did not have it. Well, this episode, we're doing Powerless by Lauren Roberts.
Yes. A wonderful book review on this romantasy. To start off, should we share our ratings?
Yes, I think so.
All right.
3, 2, 1.
3 stars.
Ooh. Okay, I would like to preface this by saying I thought we would have similar tastes, but right before we started recording this episode, Amy said she was very excited to hear what I had to say, which made me think she was going to rate it lower.
I do have to say, when I was reading this, I was thinking, I think Haley's gonna like this. And I have feelings.
Tell me why. Wait, first, can you tell me why you thought I would like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, I think it follows a certain pattern, like, that we've been reading lately. Uh-huh. Because, to be honest, in our last episode, we had talked about how, oh, our ratings have been slightly different over time. And so when I was reading this, I just had this feeling that, similar to other books where we've had like separate scales, this one would be one of them. So it's just the feels.
Okay. Now tell me why you rated it 3 stars.
I have so many wait. Thoughts.
Okay, wait, first. When did you finish this book?
Last night.
Oh, okay. That is very telling. I finished it weeks ago. Just a heads up.
So that's why you don't have lots of thoughts?
Yeah.
It's settled for you.
Yeah.
Mine's particles still in the air.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. First, when I read it, I thought, oh, it's very interesting. Like, the premise of it. And so for those who also haven't read it in a long time and are looking for a book review, is this book is about, there's two types of people. There's elites and there's ordinaries, and there's these people who have powers and there's people who do not have powers. And yes,
it's giving Sky High.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Okay. Yes.
Imagine.
Perfect. Yes.
Thank you.
Except they want everyone who's ordinary to be killed, gone,
kaput.
Yes. So this is the background of the book, basically.
Yeah.
And for the most part, I do think, like, going into this book, kind of like having that idea, I was intrigued. But then we were introduced to the characters, and then as I read more of the book, I started getting the vibe that I've read this before.
Oh.
I think it's too much like Hunger Games for me.
Oh, okay.
Too much.
Interesting. Okay, the book is about, I can see, as I'm about to say the synopsis, where you would potentially get this, because it is like, they host this game, and people get like, chosen to go into this game, basically. I was kind of confused, because they don't really tell you what the reward is. And I was like, what? But anyways, so they have these people, and there is the king's two sons. Okay, wait. Most of them are, like, royals vibes. Mm-hmm. And then you have, like, you had, like, 3 common people, mm-hmm. basically. So the king's son, who's, like, the executioner, is in it with the other main character, who's, like, a commoner.
Mm-hmm.
And spoiler.
Spoilers.
She's, like, ordinary.
Yeah.
And so she has to, like, get through the games. So that's kind of what it is. Continue with your Hunger Games. Sorry.
So, like Haley said, there's these trials that these chosen people have to participate in. Different from the Hunger Games, you don't really know. It wasn't really explained what they get. Like, what's the purpose of it other than honor and glory?
Yeah, because I was like, you don't have to die.
Yeah, you don't have to die, right?
You just can die. You can kill people.
Yeah.
Like, you will kill people. Which I thought, but you don't have to.
And there's interviews like the Hunger Games, in a sense, where the main character, Pei, P-A-E, that's how I read her name, she kept saying, like, you have to get the audience's approval. But in my head, I felt like it wasn't explained, like, why? Why do I have to get the audience approval? Because they kept doing the trials, but the audience had nothing to do with anything. Whereas in the Hunger Games, they could, like, send you food and gifts. So I was a little bit confused about that. So one of the underlying reasons why I didn't like it was because it reminded me too much of the Hunger Games. Mm. I mean, I understand that there are books that have game, like, trials and tournaments.
Yeah, because you didn't think of...
I didn't think for Serpent and the Wings of Night, where there was also, like, a tournament. I didn't think Hunger Games.
Okay.
But I think the fact that there was, like, public-facing...
And interviews. Yeah, I can see
pushed
that.
Pushed more towards Hunger Games.
Yeah.
And so it kept reminding me of that. And then I was like, oh, it's okay. Like, maybe if I just, like, keep reading. But I didn't like the characters.
None of them?
No. Okay. Oh. All right. So, first of all, when we're introduced to the male main character, Kai, we're introduced to him, like, oh, he's, like, a bad, cocky boy. And he's the executioner. And he's cool because he has all these skills that he can take, use other people's powers. If they're in the vicinity, he can channel their powers and use them. And so he's, like, described by the narrator that he is evil, basically, because he goes out. He's executioner. He goes out by the king and kills people who are ordinary. And the first scene that we get from him getting sent into the town to kill someone, he, like, shows them mercy. He's like a child. He finds out that she's ordinary, and then he shows them mercy and helps them, like, escape. And so for me, it was a bit unsettling to have, like, a 360 switch, like, so fast, where the narrator is telling me, like, oh, he's so bad, but the first scene we get is like, oh, he's, like, kind. So I'm like, how do I believe you that he's bad if you don't show me that he's bad first, and then he has, like, a good side?
Well, that's why I was saying that it didn't seem so shocking, because she never showed that he had a bad side.
Yeah.
So, like, it was never that he had a bad side.
So I was disappointed.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, don't tell me something.
And then not back
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was saying. So, and then after that, basically there is a love triangle.
Do you think so? I personally did not feel love triangle.
I felt love triangle.
Why, vibes. Though? Why? Wait, with the other brother?
Yeah.
No.
It's probably because I liked the other brother.
Why, though?
Because he was the older brother. I was like, I totally feel that. And, oh my gosh, and I felt like too much banter. I felt like the author was forcing it. Because there was so much dialogue in the book. Like, when they were together, it was like, banter, banter, smirk. You cocky person. You little thief. It's too much.
It was too much of the same.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're gonna try and kill me.
Yeah, yeah.
Over and over and over again. I was like, oh my god, can we get something else?
Yeah. So I guess that's a good point. Because maybe that's why I found it, like, too much. But you're right. Too much of the same. Yeah. Which is why I thought it was too much. And that was, like, the rest of the book. The whole thing for me. Ruined. If you don't like the characters, if you feel like the plot is too similar, where's the book?
That's fair.
But you rated 4 stars. So I want to know, like, what? Well, what?
I will say I was thinking 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I did go 4.
You bumped it up.
Just in my head, because I was like, we can't do halves.
I understand.
But I will agree. Okay, because my note, I liked the beginning.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
And then, like, I liked when she was kind of for herself. Like, when, you know, when she stole his coins. That was funny. With their first meet, I liked it. I liked it. And then it's like, okay, she got into the thing. And you're like, oh, okay. But then as it continues, I wrote notes. just started to get cheesy at the end. Why do they do this? I like the angst. And I hate it when they start to not be angsty anymore. And they're like, oh, we're really in love with each other. And then they were like, they're like, call, like, just call,
Call you mine. Call me mine. Call you.
I couldn't figure it out because I was like, is it call me mine? Call you mine. I'll call you mine.
Yeah.
And I thought, ew. That's absolutely disgusting. I literally quoted, I would like to call you mine. And then a throw up face because that's disgusting. Like, I was like, ew. They were just like too much into each other and there wasn't enough pretending to not be into each other.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I get that.
Yeah. So I didn't like that. And I said also, why are people obsessed with hearing their name? Like in the book, she was like, I love it when he calls me Peyton. And then he was like, I love it. I'm like, ew. I don't get it. I like sometimes it is like, but I feel like a lot of books are like, oh, I love it when they call me by my, do you feel that? Are you like, oh my gosh, boyfriend, I love it when you call me Amy?
No.
I know.
Like, I don't even think that.
Wouldn't you like the like couple name instead?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was too much of like, why are you guys so in love? I don't understand.
That's a good point. Okay. Yes. 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 I'm going to jump and piggyback off of that because you're right. They have this really good meeting in a sense where there's tension. Like you said, she's for herself. And that reminds me that I liked the fact that she was introduced like, oh, I'm really good at pretending I'm actually a sidekick.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, that's cool. Like, you're so good at, like, analyzing people and fighting. I'm into that.
Yeah.
I'm into that.
Exactly.
And I think the cheesiness, along with the same banter, helped, like, add little spices of, like, I don't think I like them at all. Especially when maybe it's also, like, too many scenes together. How can you pretend you hate each other when you're, like, touching each other up when you're, like, shooting arrows? And, like,
Dancing together. Yeah.
Like, would your enemy really knock on your bedroom and be like, oh, I'll teach you how to dance?
Yeah. It was, I agree, too many scenes together. And that's why I was like, the love triangle didn't really hit because there were, like, not as much scenes with the brother. And it did seem more, like, friendly. Like, if you're really going to create a love triangle, it needs to be more scenes with the brother and less scenes with the other brother.
Yeah. That's true.
And I don't know if it was because we got his perspective as well, which normally I like, but he was like, I don't know, too obsessed.
Yes.
I did not want to hear his thoughts.
Me neither.
Yeah. It was like a little bit in the beginning, but he was not good at hiding the fact that he liked her.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it has the good characteristics of things that I like, but it has the parts where I don't, where it's just too much love, I guess. And I thought, why?
Too soon. Too much. Too much too soon.
Yeah. Anyways. So I agree. Like, I rated it higher because I liked the beginning. And I feel like that was just, like, the end-ish. Like, probably the last third. Or, you know, two-fifths. But I just, like, got confused.
Me too. My next point is that, please, like, educate me if you remember. How did she get involved with the rebellion?
Well, she just followed that guy. She stole from the guy at the market.
Right.
And it was, like, leathers. And she was like, oh, she recognized the leathers when they attacked. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, these were the leathers I stole from that kid. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, there's the kid. And so then she, like, stole a note from the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then went to wherever the meeting place was.
Mm-hmm. Her old house.
Yeah. And then just that. And she was like, yeah, I want to join.
Yeah. Which is, like, I feel like she was too into it. Like, yeah, you're following them. And they're like, oh, yeah, we were waiting for you and we want you to join. She's like, all right, count me in.
Yeah, immediately. She didn't have any thoughts. And that's why I was kind of disappointed that she, like, let them into the arena.
So easily.
To be fair, the book was memorable. I read it weeks ago and I can remember.
Yeah.
I know she let him into the arena and then the other brother was disappointed and then she ended up killing their father and then they both know that they killed their father. And now they're after her.
Good job, Haley.
Thank you. I know. I, too, am impressed. I was like, oh, I got it. I'm locked in. Who knows why and who knows how. So, if anything, it was memorable.
That bumps it up.
Exactly. Exactly. I was like, how do do you really rate things? There's so many books I've read that are just empty. So I was disappointed that she let him into the arena. I was like, you should be better than this.
I also think that when you explained it about how, like, oh, she followed them, like, I remembered that. But I'm, because she so easily, like, just jumped in and willing to do anything for them, I was like, did I miss something? Where she had this internal dialogue where it's like, should I? This is bad. Maybe I shouldn't. Da, da, da. No, just, and like, she just knew them.
Yeah, she just trusted them. And I was like, ma'am, I don't know. I didn't trust them, to be honest.
So the whole rebellion thing, I was confused, but now I'm like, oh, okay, it's just, like, the way it was. She just accepted.
Yeah. I mean, my question is, how did you feel about
the maze at the end? Because it's like Harry Potter. Because that's how I felt. Be a little more creative. Because that was all I was thinking.
Oh, yeah. Especially with the bushes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, that's kind of gross. It was, like, worse because it, like, pulled out her leg.
Yeah.
I was like, that's disgusting. Oh, yeah, the fact that the plot twist was, like, that her lover killed her dad.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, seems random.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I was just like, okay. Next.
Keep on reading.
No shock value.
No shock value. It was, like, too much at the end when everything was, like, coming together. Yeah. And I was like, do you hate him? While he hates you now? And she was like, yeah, I killed his father. He killed my father.
So we're even.
Yeah. And I was like, okay. I don't know. I was like, okay.
I like the premise. I felt like there are things that could have been better. But I'll give that to the author. I like the premise. It was cool. I like things with powers. I liked how the cousin could turn into, like, animals.
Oh, yeah.
I was into that.
But Were you drawn in the beginning? I did like the beginning.
The beginning was good. Oh, yeah, did you care about her friend?
That she died.
Did you cry?
No. Because, honestly, that's the other thing I didn't really like, when she was like, oh, I forgot her. Ma'am, what? And then she was like, I'll never forget her. And then she wasn't really in it as much as I would hope she was in it. Like, in the beginning, she was in it a lot, and then even when she brought her to the castle, it was like she wasn't even there.
No.
And I was like, that girl is your best friend, and you didn't talk to her about anything? I didn't understand.
Because it's too much dialogue with the other guy. Too many moments.
Too many moments. I was like, what?
So it took up the space for her and her friend, so we couldn't connect more, you know, than other than what was in the beginning, right?
Yeah, and even, like, the enemies, like, the other contestants that she didn't like, didn't have a lot of screen time. It was, like, all the main characters.
It was.
And I'm like, we need something else.
Yeah.
You know, that she was like, oh, this girl hates me. And I was like, we didn't get any of that. We only get you telling us that.
Yes.
You know? There was no, like, she didn't do anything hateful towards you. There was no, like, bullying aspect to it. It was, yeah.
That's a good point.
Right?
I think okay, yes. That's what was wrong with this book. I think that was the issue. Too much telling and not showing. Like, show us some action. I don't need internal monologue telling me what I need to know.
Yeah, it was kind of just like she thought she hated her.
Yeah.
And that was it. I mean, to be fair, she was like, oh, like, she was trying to kill her. But especially the fact that it seemed like at the beginning that she was into that guy. Mm-hmm. So there should have been, like, jealous moments there.
Yeah.
But there weren't really. No. Yeah. I don't know. It was, like, a good effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, like, it was good. Just as we, like, reading it, you get confused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or cringe. But the reason that I brought up the friend is that I think today the author came out with a spinoff, a book about her friend.
How did she do that?
Like, it's so, you see how this powerless cover is a sword?
Yeah.
It's a needle.
And it's, but, like, she's dead.
I think it's like a prequel. I think it's a prequel.
Oh, okay. Because I was confused, how old is the friend?
I don't know.
I went back and forth between the same age and much younger.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I thought much younger in my head, but maybe not.
But how much younger?
Maybe, like, 2 years.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I was going, like, 7. I mean, like, young. But then I was like, she can't be that young. Like,
How old is the main character? Like 18?
Yeah, like 18.
Yeah. Interesting.
No, I was just kind of confused.
Yeah, so I'm like, I was surprised that the other girl had her own book because this book made me not care about her.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why? At all? I mean, yeah, I'm like, she's barely in it other than the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm like, does she, like, what are you going to tell me about her if I know that she's dead?
That's true. But it would be interesting for somebody to tell me what the book is about. You know, like, for somebody else to read it, because I was confused who this girl is. She doesn't give you a lot. More like, they found each other and they're best friends. And that was it.
And she's good at making dresses.
Yeah. But, like, you didn't tell me how you guys... Or, like...
Yeah.
You are best friends enough that you told her your secret.
Mm-hmm. But why did... How did you get there?
Yeah. So, I guess it's going to be about their life before?
Mm-hmm.
Is it a small prequel?
It looked like a big boy.
What?
Like that.
How? How can it be big? So, it's, like, her own story.
Yeah.
But how... How could it be? Like, she's coming out with it or it's out?
I think it's out. Look it up right now. Type Lauren Roberts and then I think the book will pop up.
Oh, I have one other note.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
I hate when good people become bad.
Which, wait, who?
I think I'm referring to the brother.
Kit?
Because, yeah, now he's, like, gonna be evil.
I liked Kit. I thought he was, like, a good older brother, a good soul. I understood him.
But now he's gonna be bad.
I know.
And that's why I wrote, I don't like when good people become like bad.
Like Iron Flame?
Oh, spoiler. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For someone who hasn't read Iron Flame. Like, what was I? Powerful is the book that I was referring to about the friend. And also the sequel to Powerless is coming out later this year, I believe.
I won't be reading it.
Me neither. But if anyone does read it, do message us and let us know.
It's I know, because it's going to be a good guy becoming a bad guy, and I don't want that.
I think it's just going to... I'm not, like, interested in the fact of, like, the guy, Kai, chasing after the girl. Because we know it's going to happen.
Yeah. I'm just, like, interested to see what happens with the ordinary versus the elite.
Oh, you know what else this reminded me of? The Red Queen.
I didn't read that one.
Okay, so the Red Queen is kind of like that. This. The people have powers, and there's people who don't have powers.
Oh, okay.
And I think, like, for some reason, the girl got to go into the arena because they found out, like, oh, yeah, okay. They found out she had powers, so she gets to move up in her class, oh, okay. Right? And then there's a rebellion, and she feels like she has to join the...
Oh, the Ordinaries.
That's why. That's another book. So see, that's okay, a problem. Okay. I kept thinking of other books when I read this.
Yeah.
Which bothered me.
Oh, okay. That could be a problem. So let's see. It says, oh, it's when she attempts to survive on the streets of Loot and falls for a mysterious and dangerous elite. So this is while she's in her, Payden's in the palace without her. She's rescued by a mysterious man from the market. And as the pair team up to see their loved ones during the trials, a quest tests their loyalty, their love, and their lives. I mean, you're right. Why would we read this if she dies?
Just to, like, know about her.
They said it's Grumpy Sunshine.
Thou sell some people. Sell the book to some people.
Like, should I read it?
Yeah, read it. And then tell me. It's probably... I'm gonna guess now. I think she falls for... one of those rebellion people with powers. Callum. That's the only one I remember because he could, like, read minds.
Well, his name is Mac, but you think that's a fake name?
Yeah. Oh,
okay. Okay. But now I have to read it to see if you're accurate, you know? Are you glad you read it? No.
Not... Okay. I think in a sense, like, yeah, I'm glad I read it to know because I've heard so much hype about this book. Like, yeah. I had to know.
Are you disappointed with the hype?
So disappointed. So disappointed. And did you know, I probably would have DNF'd it if
really?
It wasn't for this podcast.
At what point?
When they started being too mushy with each other.
Oh, okay.
At the castle. So maybe, like, at the dance.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's, I would, yeah.
Because he kept looking at her all the time.
I know. Because I'm totally with you. I feel like I was, like, rolling my eyes endlessly throughout the whole thing. I mean, not the whole thing, but, you know, the latter half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? Are you glad you read this book?
I think so. I mean, I liked it as I was reading it and liked it less and less as I continued to read it. But I don't think... As much as I can remember, I don't... Okay, a little bit, actually, I do remember now. Is that, like, towards the end, I finished it, like, late at night, and mm-hmm. I was, like, each time, I kept, like, looking at the clock, and I was like, okay, I've got, like, 200 pages. Can I just, like, power through it before... You know, the night ends? Yeah. Like, I wasn't, like, excited to keep reading. Mm-hmm. I was like, am I gonna push myself to just finish it so I don't have to, like, pick it up later? Mm. So... Yeah, I'm like, you know, we like to read, so it was a book we read.
Okay, yeah. I can agree with you. That was me last night trying to power through it. I was like I was page 300. I'm like, 500 pages? Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm maybe like at the like 200 pages left mark.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I can potentially do this.
So like, in a sense... Kind of going back to what I said in the beginning, we were kind of at the same page.
Yeah.
You like rounded up.
Yeah.
And I stayed three. It's like solid three. Yeah.
I just like, I do feel like the beginning was like good.
And I sold you.
Yeah. Compared to like other books mm-hmm. that that's hard to get through in the middle. You know, we normally say like fantasy books should be better at the end.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Yes.
So that was kind of a twist on a regular fantasy book. It was like exciting in the beginning.
I like that. No, I like that because I think I kind of think through what Dance of Thieves. Mm-hmm. So tough to get through in the beginning, right? All this like lore that they were trying to like,
yeah,
and we didn't know anything.
Yeah,
like who's who. But yes, this book jumped right in. We got introduced to the characters fairly easily. I can agree with that.
So if you can combine.
Yeah.
Imagine getting a book like that. Crazy. To be fair, I think Iron Flame did a good job.
Oh, yeah. We liked Iron Flame in the beginning.
Yeah, good in the beginning and good... You didn't like the end?
The end?
Of Iron Flame?
I mean, hey.
Oh, no. I'm talking about Fourth Wing.
Oh, there we go. I'm like, you like the end of Iron Flame? I'm like,
Amy, what? Sorry, Fourth Wing. Right? It was good at the beginning.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't remember like a lot of Fourth Wing. I remember like main points, you know, like
okay.
Oh yeah, dragons, right?
Classic.
Powers. Mm-hmm.
Dauntless.
There was angst, you know, like ooh. I like that.
Ooh. You don't remember like liking it?
No, I remember liking it. I don't remember like, if you tell me, like, do you like the beginning? Do you like the middle? I'm like, everything's kind of like a blur for me. Honestly, I don't remember what happened at the end.
Me neither. I can only remember what happened at the end of the other book.
Yeah, which is why you said. I was like,
I know. I was like, Amy, why aren't you agreeing with me? Yeah, so I think it's refreshing to have a book that you like at the beginning. I was telling Amy that I'm reading From Blood and Ash. And I'm, like, about halfway through, and now it's, like, kind of, like, my brain is catching up to what I've been reading. Because that one's, like, kind of tricky. Like, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, God. I'm, like, focus. So.
I'm curious. I want, yeah. It picks up. But I want you to tell me how it goes after. Because okay. I've read this book.
Yeah. So. Do you remember it?
I remember being, like, oh. Like, that. Like, oh. I hope that provides some understanding of how I felt.
Interesting. Okay. I'll be thinking that as I'm
reading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let us know what you guys thought.
It's funny because I was going through Goodreads because I finished the book. And I'm like, does anyone like agree with me and how I feel? There were a lot of 4 stars. But when I did find that 2-star, 3-star review, I'm like, I agree.
Did you read their review and you were like...
I read the 3-star reviews where they were saying that it was a ripoff of the Hunger Games and the other books.
Crazy. See, I'm like, I'm a Hunger Games stan. Anytime we read a book, I'm like, you know what, run to the Hunger Games. However, I don't think it reminded me of The Hunger. Maybe a little bit, because when they were talking about the interview, maybe it's been so far in the past. Because I was like, now that I'm thinking about it, when they were doing the interview, I pictured them on a stage, like how they have that stage. And the sand pit, yeah.
And the whole time, the girl was like, play the part, in her head, in her internal monologue. Peyton was like, just gotta play the part.
Is that and I'm what like, happens in the Hunger Games?
Yeah, because remember, Katniss has to be in love with Peeta, so she has to play the part all the time. But then I'm like, girl, no one's watching you. What are you talking about?
That's why I was like, I don't feel like the point of the tournament was too vague.
Yeah.
To, like,
believe.
Yeah, because I was like, to be honest, I was also kind of thinking, like, Throne of Glass, where they have, like, the competitors.
Oh, yeah.
And they, like, kind of chat amongst themselves. Oh, yeah. But I was just like, the tournament is too vague of a thing.
Yeah, I didn't understand the, like, it didn't feel like there were stakes.
Yeah, I was literally like, you don't have to die.
Yeah, like, why would you kill people if you don't have to?
Yeah, I was like, she can certainly survive.
Yeah.
It's not.
And people laughed at her when she said, I'm just trying to survive. Like,
yeah. So I was kind of just like, what's the point? Yeah. You know, and the fact that, like, oh, the king's evil. We didn't really see the king.
Except at the end.
Yeah. It just felt vague.
Yeah, I think so. But I do think that the author is young.
Oh. Oh, okay.
She's, like, fairly young, so there's room for improvement.
I mean, it's not like it was bad.
Yeah. And a lot of people read it.
Liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean,
not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah. I was like, I liked it a little more than Amy did.
Yes. A star more.
But as time passes, I won't reread it. And yes. That's my review.
I like that.
I don't know. Sometimes I feel really bad. Like, I'm, like, bashing the author. But I don't want to say I'm bashing the author. Like, it was a book. And it was, like, a good book. I couldn't have written it.
That's what I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, I can't write this. And you're, like, younger than me. So, like, yeah. Way to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You wrote a really popular book that people really like.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But just not my cup of tea. But speaking of cup of tea, our next book, Haley's already read it. She's way ahead of the game. The train, everyone in this train dies or something. Everyone in this train is a suspect.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, everyone on this train is dead.
So I don't usually read, I don't know, like mystery-ish, murder mystery kind of books. So I'm pretty excited to read that. It's next on my list.
Oh, do you have it?
I actually had to return it because it was overdue, but I put it on hold again. It's next. It's coming.
When?
No, this is different because I put it on hold for a different library, so I'm first for the next library.
Okay.
Are you going to lose it? Are you going to forget it? Did you take notes?
I did take notes, okay, good. I believe.
Good, good.
However, it has been a while, but it's so different from what we normally read. Yeah. In my head, I've, like, it should be there. Locked in there, yeah.
Okay, good.
You know what I mean?
Because I will be telling you my thoughts on this new genre.
Here are my notes.
Love it. Looks big. looks like there's some words
in
there.
I have a little bit more.
Yeah. And it'll be kind of like the Omegaverse episodes where I haven't read, like, these books, but you've read, like, mystery thriller books. I'm not sure if this counts as thriller. This one more mystery, maybe? Murder mystery?
I would say it's different from all the other ones I've read.
Okay. Then that's good.
But we could talk about it.
Oh, yes. We'll talk about it then.
Yes, whenever that may be. But speaking of mystery books, can I tell you about the book
that you're reading?
I just read?
Yeah, tell me.
Yeah, okay. So I've been on a little bit of a library book kick. Because I got them and I have to read them. Which is why this may be a little bit in the future. So I read... from the same author, the Frida McCallan. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's her name, but anyways. So I read another one by her that was called The Locked Door.
Okay.
And so I think I'm getting better at, like, this author and how she writes the plot twists. Mm. It kind of, like, becomes predictable because the first one I read, I was telling Amy about it. And I was like, whoa. Like, it totally got me.
Yeah.
But this one, I think I knew it wasn't going to be, like, who you were already... because she kind of, like, writes it in a way that you are already suspecting a character. Like, mm-hmm. she writes it so you suspect that character, and then she twists it,
so you know? Knew not to suspect
Yeah, I was like, it's not going to be this person. So I was, like, close in the sense that I got the person right.
Yeah.
But the motives for why she was doing it was not correct.
Close enough.
Yeah, so I was, like, proud of myself for guessing it, but I was incorrect in who she actually was. But I just wanted to tell you, because I was like, that was exciting, because then I was like, Amy, I feel like, would like it, because she's reading it, and the author is kind of telling you, and then she twists it.
Mm-hmm. I'm so happy for you, though, because I do remember you telling me about the other book.
Yeah, that one was better. This one was not, as exciting. I don't know if it's because I, like, predicted, so kind of, like, ruins it, but I think overall, it was... I was, like, kind of like, ooh, scary. But I think once I realized it wasn't who I thought it was, I was like, oh, it's clearly this person. Mm-hmm. And then I wasn't as scared, and I was just reading to find out the plot twist. So I was like, oh, I kind of ruined it for myself.
Time to jump to a different author.
Yeah, yeah, probably. Anyways, so, yeah. I was, like, excited, but also sad.
I'm sorry.
What I wanted to tell you.
Well, speaking of authors, though, I wanted to tell you, so, Emily Henry's came out, funny story. And so I was reading reviews. I got reviews on TikTok, and I heard that it wasn't that good.
I heard that too.
And I'm like, thank goodness we didn't buy it.
But what if that you're just getting reviews from people who don't like it?
No. I think. Because usually Emily Henry books are well received.
But do you remember The Happy Place?
Yeah.
It kind of went 50-50, didn't it?
Oh, maybe she needs to change up her writing style.
Well, I heard, I mean, basically, but I heard that, like, they didn't, like, the characters, you didn't feel them mm-hmm. as, like, characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also heard that, so this is all, you know, just through.
Allegedly.
Yeah, allegedly. So don't quote me on anything, listeners out there. I heard that the guy was not, like,
likeable
because he wanted to get back with his ex.
Oh, you wouldn't like that.
No, that's not a book I would read. Yeah. Mm. And he, in a way, I think it was, like, implied somewhere in, like, the quotes or whatever, where he was saying, like, his ex was the love of his life. And in a way, it's like, oh, he would go back to her.
Oh.
If she would have him.
Interesting.
So I'm like, well, that's not very lovey.
Yeah.
And, I mean, okay, maybe to be fair, like, maybe Emily Henry, this is her, she's, like, changing it, so it's not, like, the same formula for her other books, where it's like, oh, this is gonna be a complicated, messy love, like, realistic, you know, I can imagine that, you know, other life, people are like that, so maybe that's what she wanted to write for this one. I also heard it wasn't funny, so in my head... I think it was somewhere someone marketed it as like New Girl's Nick and Jess.
Oh.
And I love Nick and Jess.
Yeah. But they're funny.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's kind of tragic.
But this is all through the grapevine, so.
Yeah, so you'll have to give your opinion when you read it.
Yeah, but now I like kind of don't want to read it.
Well, to be fair, I feel like it'll be in the future and maybe things will have passed. Because
mm-hmm.
I feel like when we read Happy Place, it was a little bit, like, after it came mm-hmm. out and after we saw the reviews, and it kind of, like, died down.
Yeah.
And then we read it.
That's true. Yeah. Also, because I don't think we could get it. Like, it was...
So,
we'll see,
by
we'll
the
see.
Time we get the book.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's funny, because I was trying to think of The Happy Place, and I was like, I actually can't remember a lot of it.
Me neither.
I just sort of remember the premise, but I can't remember how it ended.
Me neither.
Like, did they end up together?
I think they did.
I would imagine they did.
But also, I think we talked about, like, oh, was it, like, realistic? Because something about, like, they were he moved back home or something, like, to the farm or something like that.
Oh, and after saying he, like, didn't want to?
They said, like, they couldn't be together because she couldn't go out there in the farm and live with him. But then, like, they agreed. I don't remember. Like, I think his parent died, and he moved back to be with the parent, and they tried to do long distance, but he couldn't do long distance. But I don't remember why, like, at the second chance romance, which will be discussed in another episode.
Oh, yeah. Well.
There we go.
There's that episode. Okay. My song. Get ready, everybody.
I'm ready.
Do you have a song?
Yeah, it's in my head.
Oh, okay.
Oh, can I do what we say?
Yeah. Please.
So, yes?
We have to talk about Taylor Swift.
Okay, let's talk about it in the next episode. Yeah. Next episode, next episode, next episode. Oh, if we're going to talk about it in the next episode, then I have to change my song.
That's okay. No, pick your song.
And then talk about it.
And we'll talk about it later, yeah.
Okay.
Because
okay.
I was like, we can't talk. Pick your song, but we can't talk about it.
Okay, I'll pick my song and I won't talk about it. My song is I Could Do It With a Broken Heart by Taylor Swift.
Okay, I'm going to pick Clara Bow. Clara yes. Bow. It's stuck in my head.
Yes.
And it's been on, like, repeat.
All right. This will be talked about in another episode. We'll keep you cliffhanger.
Later.
Bye-bye.